It's our pleasure every month or so. We've been doing this for nearly 15 years, saluting a big little pair from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And today we have two sisters, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you, and then we'll chat for a little bit.
Good morning. My name's Danielle DeVito.
Good morning. My name is Kashmir Hamilton.
And I'm going to start with you, Kashmir. Where do you go to school? How old are you?
Neighborhood Academy, and I'm 14 years old.
And I'm guessing eighth grade. It's nice to meet you. What neighborhood do you live in?
Swissville.
I used to live in Edgewood, and I grew up in Churchill, not too far from you. How long have you two been matched?
For like a year. Yeah.
So you're still kind of new together. Danielle, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in Forest Hills and Swissville, too. My mom lived in Forest Hills. My dad lived in Swissville. And I went to Woodland Hills, which Kashmir went there last year. And I now live in Mount Washington.
Wow. That's pretty neat. Do you work?
I do. I work at Stryker. I sell medical devices.
I know Stryker. And what got you involved in wanting to be a big sister?
So I knew I wanted to get back and involved in the community somehow, and I actually ran into an old friend from high school, and he said he had just finished his first year with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and he said it changed his life, and he was hoping it was impacting a young man's life also. So I thought about it, and I really wanted to get involved too, because I think about the adults when I was a child who were in my life who at some point just said, like, hey, you're a good kid, or you can do this, just some positive reinforcement. And I kind of wanted to be able to give that back to someone.
And Kashmir, what got you interested in getting involved in the program?
Well, because I'm like bored at home and really have nothing to do. So I had a friend named Raven, and she was in Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I told my mom about it, and she gave him a call, and so now I'm here.
That's great. So Raven, somebody roughly your own age.
Yeah.
So she you knew that she liked the program, so you wanted to do it.
Yeah, because they did fun things and fun outings and stuff like that.
That's
great.
I was
like, I want to do that too.
You seem like a really positive person. Both of you do. But I want to talk about your relationship a little bit. But I'm curious, what do you like to do, Kashmir? Do you have favorite hobbies or activities?
I like to rap and dance.
You know you're allowed to rap here this morning if you want to. If you want to, you can. I can find a beat for you, or we can make one. Or you can dance. We'll just tell everybody you're dancing, whether you are or not. I admire people that are able to rap, and you don't always see that many girls rapping, which is kind of good. What do you like to write about?
Like my life. And about other people's life, to, you know, everything's going to be okay. And it always gets better at the end.
I sense that positivity in you from the very beginning. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older?
An RN.
Excellent. My wife over there has a nursing degree.
Oh.
Do you know any nurses?
My mom's a nurse.
I was going to say, have you been to see her work?
No, I'm not allowed to go there.
Oh, that's true. that makes sense because of the privacy regulations and everything. What interests you about that field?
Because I like helping people.
Well, that's terrific. So we talked about enriching lives by becoming a big little pair. Do either of you want to talk a little bit about how your life has changed now that you've been joined by Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Sure. Kashmir teaches me what's cool and what's not cool, and she taught me how to dance. We make videos. What's the app called?
Musical.ly,
and she teaches me all the sick moves.
I could use somebody to teach me what's cool and what isn't cool too. I don't know if you could teach me how to dance or not. Not that you would have the trouble. It's that I would have the trouble. Yeah. What difference has she made in your life, Kashmir, to have Danielle with you?
She gave me, like, good positive tips and on how to, you know, what's the word? Be a person, be a good person, and not, like, feed into bad things and just go to school and do your work.
Neighborhood Academy is tough.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You've got... you're there for an extended day.
7:30.
Yeah, 7:30 in the morning. And then when do you leave?
Yeah, 7:30. I leave at 7:30.
7:30. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you're there for practically 12 hours a day, right? And it's a rigorous program. And this is your – did you go there last year?
No, this is my first year.
Oh, my gosh. What's that transition been like?
It's much better than my old school I went to.
Yeah, that's there's a lot to get used to there, and a great program. Is there any specific advice you can remember that Danielle's given you that's made a difference? It's hard to remember those things.
To never give up.
Makes sense. How about you, Danielle? Has Kashmir caused you to think about anything differently than you used to?
One thing that I really, I mean, there's, I could talk about Kashmir for a while. She's a really awesome kid. I feel really lucky with my match. But one thing I love about her is that anytime I say, you want to go try something, like, let's go do yoga or let's go rock climbing, she always responds and surprises me. She's like, yeah, let's do it. And it's just so cool that she's optimistic. And I always tell her, follow your creativity. You know, you might not know what you're passionate about right now, but, and she's just always open to having a new adventure, which I think is so important at that age. So that really inspires me.
Kashmir, who else is in your family?
My mom and my grandparents and uncles.
So it's got to be great to have somebody like Danielle to hang out with. I meant to ask you that about your family, too. Did you grow up with brothers and sisters?
I have an older sister. My parents got divorced when I was 5, though, so she went to live with my dad, and I lived with my mom. So, I mean, we're close, but I didn't really grow up, like, living with a sibling.
Well, Kashmir's the little sister you'd ever
exactly.
had.
Exactly.
Which is great. So what's something you did together that really surprised you or that just was a lot of fun? Can you think of some things?
We went to... what was it, Fright Farm or something like that?
We went to Rich's Fright Farm out in Uniontown.
Yes.
A Fright Farm. What happens at a Fright Farm?
Oh, my gosh. It was really scary. Like, and I was, like, in a back where everything happened. And
I had to kind of push her through.
Yeah.
He kept freezing. Kashmir loves scary movies and Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a fun time.
Do you still dress up for Halloween?
No.
I don't either, but... I'm amazed at how many young adults and older adults continue to dress up, too. You mentioned rock climbing. Did you do it?
Yes. Ooh. We went to the indoor rock climbing gym in the South Side, the Ascend.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite moments was when I'm afraid of heights, but I try to hide it because I wanted her not to be afraid. So that wall, that it was just a free climbing wall. You're not actually harnessed in. And so I climbed to the top, and she was so nervous. Oh, and I'm, like, coaching her, like, you got this. You can do this. I believe in you. And she finally came up. You were shaking. I was shaking.
I thought I was going to fall off.
I was sitting up at the top because you can climb up over the top part, and you can kind of hang out
like
on the flat spot.
A perch there. And
yes.
Meanwhile, you're, like, saying your prayers that you're up there and hoping that you're not going to descend at Ascend. And then you made it to the top. That had to be fun. Which was harder, like the mental challenge or the physical challenge, do you think? Because
I was going to say the physical challenge.
Yeah. I've never done it. But I do remember going up a rope, like climbing up a rope, which... And that was both mental and physical. It just seemed hard to get in the headspace that I'm going to go up like this. And I remember getting up and thinking, wow, I actually did it. Who knew? Who knew that I could actually do that? Erica Astrophilus is here too. Or it's Strophilus?
Strophilus.
Strophilus. I guessed twice and still didn't get it right. And I should know better because you've been here before. She is from Big Brothers Big Sisters. And what's new there?
Well, we started a little campaign to get 31 bigs in October, so we're trying really hard to recruit some new bigs. We really need a lot of men to volunteer. We have a lot of little boys on the wait list. So if anybody's interested, they can go to bbbspgh.org.
So you should have six today, right? One for every day.
I hope so.
So bbbspgh.org. And Dan, we'll come back to Eric in a minute, but Danielle, you're a good person to ask this question to. You've been matched for about a year. This is your first match. And not that people might be afraid it's going to dominate their life or just become something they'll have to make a major lifestyle change to be a big. And it's not that, is it?
No, not at all. I work full time. I spend a lot of time with friends and family, and it's nice because it's kind of like we make our own schedule. I see Kashmir probably about twice a month, and she knows she can call me anytime. We talk on the phone from time to time. We text, so it's an easy commitment to make.
Yeah, it's probably very grounding, right? You know, you're going to see each other, and some people I think are afraid or concerned that they won't have enough to give or enough time to give. So men are especially people that
yeah,
you need,
and
right?
I think it's really nice. Everybody needs an excuse to go have fun and be a kid. So it's kind of nice to be paired in our program and then have that reason to go to the park and throw a ball for an hour or go see the newest kid movie that has come out. So I think it's really a good excuse for that.
If you go to bbbspittsburgh.org, you also get a chance to see a brand new logo that just got unveiled this week.
Yeah, I have my name tag on.
and a new tagline. I got an email about that this week and was really happy to see it. That takes a lot of work to get up. Anything else you want to mention about things coming up?
No, I'm just really proud of Kashmir and Danielle. They have a really fun match. I always look forward to talking to them and hearing about how much fun they've had. They've worked on a little music video for Kashmir's rap, and they've done the improv last weekend. So there's always a lot of things that they get to do.
Well, you've got an open invitation if you ever want to perform on the air. I'm serious. We have people, about 400 people every year come through here to read things they've written or to sing or to play. So you're welcome to do that anytime. I have some lovely gifts for you. A couple Youth Express buttons.
Thank you.
And in fact, if you tune into Youth Express, you'll hear people. It's youthexpress.org is a service for teens. There's middle school kids and high school kids, all local. Who are discussing things. There actually are Neighborhood Academy students there as well as Woodland Hills Academy students there. I have a pass to the Children's Museum. You can poke around. Make Shop might be something you want to see. It gives you a chance to try out industrial sewing machines and 3D printing and things like that. And here's something you can sew.
Thank you.
I have a couple of our Saturday Light Brigade radio patches that you can sew. Preferably, if you do sew them onto something, it should be your own clothing.
We're not very good at sewing. We went to the Carnegie Library and gave it a shot, and we almost broke the machine.
You'll feel that there's a little glue on the back of those, too. So yeah. I think they could be applied with an iron,
too. Stick
with
that.
Nice pun. See, you can sell medical device sales, right? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you've got to have that good demeanor. Anything else all three of you, any of you would like to add?
I was going to say, because I used to do this at Woodland Hills. This guy used to come, and he would have, like, the microphones, and we would talk in there and make, like, little skits and stuff. And we would introduce ourselves and tell little things about us. And he would post it on the internet, and people would go and watch it. And I have this CD of us talking.
And I'll bet his name was Ben?
Yes.
Yeah, Ben still works for us, and those are still online to listen to, too. you know what, Kashmir, you made my day. Thank you for telling me that. I'm so glad. I hope you enjoyed it with him, too.
I did.
I'm glad. That's great. And you were about to say something, Danielle.
I was just going to say thank you for having us. Big Brothers Big Sisters has been an awesome experience for me. And I think it's really important, especially like Erica was saying, finding men to volunteer. I mean, these kids are our future. So it's kind of up to us to encourage them to reach their potential.
You know, I could go to that website. I'm just curious to see how long, I'm going to search on Kashmir. 2015. Here you are from 3 years ago. Do you want to hear yourself? I won't make you.
Is that
you...
really me?
It is. Let's see if I can find this. This is our Neighborhood Voices website. I think it's you. Do you know any other Kashmirs?
No, because I went there last year.
Let's see if this is you.
My name is Kashmir. I'm 11 years old and go to Clareton School.
Oh, no, that's Clareton. That's not you. You've got a double. Somebody else at Kashmir. I'm sure you're up here I didn't even notice that was Clareton when I pulled it up. Well, we'll look. There's more we can explore at. I don't see it, but I'll find it.
Okay.
It's fun. You can listen to me do searches on the radio all day long. I'll see if I can find it once we're done. Erica, anything else?
Thank you so much again.
Our pleasure. Learn more by going to bbspgh.org or bbspittsburgh.org. A little less typing with pgh.org. And such a pleasure to have Kashmir and Danielle here today along with Erica.